from crimes should be would be pardoned in mercy, set others free. That's from Shakespeare, English poet and dramatist from the 1500s and 1600s. And then this one, I can forgive, but I will not forget, is only another way of saying I will not forgive. Forgiveness ought to be like a canceled note, torn in two and burned up, so that it can never be shown against another. From Harry Ward Beecher, an American clergy from the 1800s. Thankfully, God's not like that. And we shouldn't be either. Let's look at words from David again here in Psalm 103. Earlier we read that God forgives all of our iniquities. We're going to continue on that same thought process in verse 5. 103, verse 5. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. In other words, God is a forgiving God. Verse 11, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God does forgive and he does forget. Verse 13, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are just dust. We're just dirt, folks. And he knows he can't expect everything from dirt. We must adopt that attitude toward our fellow man. They are just human, dirt, just like we are. And they are going to make mistakes. Turn now to Matthew 6 for an amplification to this point. Matthew chapter 6. Another quote. It is vain for you to expect, it is imprudent for you to ask God for forgiveness for yourself if you refuse to exercise his forgiving temper as to others. Benjamin Hoadley, English divinity professor from the late 1600s and 1700s. This is a huge concept that keeps getting repeated biblically. That Christ drove home powerfully here in Matthew 6, as we're going to see. We're going to break right into the guidelines for prayer that he gave to his disciples. Matthew 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But, verse 15, if you do not forgive men their trespasses, then neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. A restatement of what we read back in Romans. As we get closer to closing here, let's go back to Psalm 78. There we go. Got there pretty quick. While turning to Psalm 78, let me share you with you our next quote. It's a good point to consider with what we just read and are reading about. Pardon, not wrath, is God's best attribute. And we need to be reminded of that. Bayard Taylor, an American traveler and author from the 1800s. Once again, David sheds some light on this concept here in Psalm 78. Let's pick it up in Psalm 78 and verse 35. Then they remembered God was their rock, and the Most High God, their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they flattered him with their mouth, and they lied to him with their tongue, for their heart was not steadfast with him, nor were they faithful in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were just but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. God is constantly cutting us some slack, and he wants us to do the same for each other. Lastly, let's turn to Romans 5. Romans 5. Oops. We know that Jesus Christ even asked for the forgiveness of those who killed him just before he died. And that thought leads us to probably our last quote. Nothing in this lost and ruined world bears the meek impress of the Son of God, who surely, so surely as forgiveness. Alice Carey, an American poet from the 1800s. And here in Romans 5, we'll see Paul amplifies our understanding of Christ's forgiveness of all of us. Let's begin in Romans 5 and verse 6. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. And I would add, unrepentant sinners. There is no escaping it, brethren. We are required to become forgiving people no matter what the circumstances. There is no wiggle room here, and there is no exception. You cannot find authorization in the Bible to ever be excused from this. Okay, I lied. One more quote. Forgiveness is a funny thing. It warms the heart and cools the sting. Brethren, besides being commanded to do it, it frees us of burden and it allows us to move on with life. Have a wonderfully forgiving Sabbath.